Ella no venía.
Hello. De igual manera estás
esperando.
Hi, Eddie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Yeah, Tina, pero eso está grande, eso está pequeño, eso está así grande.
No, estaba así.
¿O estaba así?
Estaba.
Y acá no estaba parejo tampoco.
¿O no estaba parejo?
Muy fuerte.
Hello, Tina.
Hi, I'm still here.
Yes, Tina.
Hi.
Hi.
So, I understand we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and
okay.
I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I think the card was changed and stuff like that.
No wonder. Okay, no problem. I can update it for you. Do you have the new card on you now?
Yeah, and also, Tina, there's no card, nothing. No, I don't know. I have to work that around, but I don't know what's going on. You know, I have only one customer call for a chair, you know, that doesn't pay the bill. You know,
wow.
So
okay. So what I'll do is I'll have, once we get the payment up to speed, the technicians do a complete performance check on your account. That way,
yeah.
If there's any updates that will improve your performance, they will perform those for you behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Really
bad. I can say since October, I'm fighting with those.
Since October, okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find something because it's showing me that there's a couple of one-star reviews that were posted recently on your Google listing. Oh, but that shouldn't be affecting you because you still have a 4.3 overall. But, yeah, there was a guy 3 months ago. He put a one-star review on there. He put – his name was Paul. And that's probably around the time you were having trouble. He refinished my kitchen table, and I noticed there were dark splotches all over one half of the table. It's a whole, like, paragraph. So what I can do is I can screenshot this and send it to you. But in the meantime, what I want you to do, Eddie, is work on getting some more 5-star ratings. And I'm going to send you an email that will help you with that because I think that if you get more 5-star ratings, what it will do is it will push that Paul guy that gave you the 1-star way down, and pretty soon it's not even relevant anymore. You know what I mean?
Okay, how to do that?
I'm going to send you an email, and it's going to say, thank you for using Eddie's Furniture Restoration and Woodwork. And if you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click the button, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just the matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people here and there filling that out to, like I say, decrease that relevancy of that one guy that put that bad thing on, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so, and this is going to also come to you in a text, so if you have a former client's phone number and you don't have their email, then that's fine. You can forward it to them via text, too, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, now, you have an option with the payment since things have been slow since October. Your program includes $400 worth of Google paid ads. If you wanted to, you could scale those back to maybe just 100, you know, until you get back on your feet. And that way your past due amount would just be $249.
Okay.
I mean, it's up to you. If you want to do the full 400, that's fine. But I always like to keep things more affordable if things are tight. You know what I mean?
Okay. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll update the card, and which way do you think you prefer? Do you want to stick with the 400, or do you want to go back to do just 100 a month until things start picking up again?
100 a month? I don't know what they're going to help with, but so
your package, like I said before, it does include 400 worth of Google paid ads. But the other $149 goes to the first page placement on Google in the maps, or most people say organically, right?
Okay.
So if people are looking for you and they're in your immediate area or maybe some of the surrounding areas, they'll find you in the maps without having, you know, you to pay those extra paid ads. okay? But what ads are for is for, let's say there's a Beverly Hills type area that's like, you know, 45 minutes away from you, and mm-hmm. you want to be shown there. You can't be shown there on the local maps because it's tied into your service area where you're located. So mm-hmm. in that case, you would do the Google paid ads. So I'm okay. showing that the ads are showing up for you in University Park, Miami, Hollywood, Boca Raton, Palm Beach, Indiana Town. There's 40 different areas that you're running ads. But mm-hmm. if you're okay to stick with, you know, temporarily, you know, capitalizing on a book of business that's in your own backyard, then I think you would be fine to take those ads off or do the 100, because you'll still be getting some of those ads in those areas. It just won't be that you're spending so much money on them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Do you think you want to try it that way?
No, let's stay the same way we were.
Keep it the same way. You got it. Okay.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry that guy did that to you. That's terrible that he went on there and wrote such a, you know, because you didn't even, it doesn't look like anything's wrong with your reviews when you look at your Google page. It's not until you click on it.
Yeah, I didn't have anything wrong.
Yeah, we'll make sure that we go on there and, you know, that we do some updates for you that'll help you.
Okay, all right.
New card, my only question is it still under 7500 or Lean Street
yes.
for the billing address?
Yes.
It is. Okay,
No, it's the card always, the card that I use for this
yes.
is always in 5969 Southwest 21st Street.
Let me fix
that's
that.
That's the address for the card.
5969 Southwest 21st Street?
West Park, Florida, 23022. They address that then in the Google map.
Okay. Let me put that on there. West Park, Florida. Give me the zip code one more time, please.
23023.
Okay. I had the same zip code already. That's good. Okay. And then mm-hmm. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. I never had a customer did that before. That's 4545. Oh, no.
Okay.
Let me see that.
No.
Yes. 4545.
Okay.
0600.
Okay.
0997.
Mm-hmm.
9673.
Okay, expiration?
0825.
And the code?
The code is 693.
Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And then do you know how to get into the Google page, or did we not give you access?
I don't think you give me access. Let me call my son.
Oh, you know what, Eddie? Mm-hmm. I put this card in, and it's saying suspected fraud. So I don't know.
Suspected fraud.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you're going to get a text in a minute just letting you know.
Yeah, probably I'm going to have to get a text.
Yeah, that Local Splash is trying to process it. And then if you accept it, I can try it again. If you don't mm-hmm. get that text, we could always go back and put a different card. But this one just gave
okay.
me an error message. Let me read back to you the number that I have just to be safe, okay?
Okay.
You said 4545 0600 0997 9673.
Yeah, 96773.
And then 8 of 25 and 693 on the back. August of 25 for the expiration.
Yeah, 0825.
Mhm.
Let me see this. Yeah, 693. That's what I get.
Okay. So if you see a text coming in from your bank or an email where they want you to authorize it, go ahead and do that. If not, you know, maybe we could do a different card because this one's not going through.
Give me a minute from that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't see anything yet.
Okay.
Let me look at text. I don't see anything yet.
Okay. You might have to, notify your bank, like maybe go and call them later or log online and see if, you know, there's an alert there. But if not, you know, I don't mind if you wanted to use a different card in the meantime.
Yeah.
It's so weird that that happened.
Okay. This bank is really stupid sometimes.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's for your own good. I know that I had a bank once that made me jump through hoops. Every time I bought something, they would say, is this you? And if I didn't get the text, they wouldn't authorize it. And I got so upset at them. But then I thought,
yeah,
hey, it's for my own protection. What if it wasn't me, you know? Because I thought, it's my own money. I should be able to do what I want with it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let me give you the number.
Okay, so let me go back to that page. 1 second. Okay, still under the West Park address for the billing, right? If you said on the billing?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead with the number.
4634 0512 0577 2618.
Okay, expiration?
0927.
Okay, and the code?
043.
Okay, we'll give this one a try. Hopefully we can get this one to process. See here. Okay, this one worked. I got the green light, so you're good there. So
okay.
What I was asking you, Eddie, is do you know how to get into your Google listing? Have we given you access to that at all?
No, I don't think I have access to that.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I will send a message for customer support to contact you, and then they can help you get access to your Google page so that you can go in and you can respond to this review, because there's always two sides to every story, right? So sometimes someone will go on there and write a negative review just because they don't want to pay you or they want to get their money back, but you really did beautiful work, you know?
So
I'm going to send you a copy of this review, and then I'll have customer service call you within one business day, and they'll go over how you can go in and respond to it. Okay.
Okay.
And then,
okay.
In the meantime, I just emailed you that review too, just so you can look at it. But in the meantime, try to get some more 5 stars. Now, I think it might be affecting your Facebook too. I looked and I saw a bad review on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll see if it's that same guy, Paul, or if it's someone else. Let me just open it up and see.
Okay.
I hope he's not trying to, like, sabotage you, because, you know, let's just see here. So. Oh, okay, good. So there's someone on the Facebook that wrote a review for you back in June, but that's more of a positive one, so I wouldn't worry about that right now.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, no, it just says you're not yet rated because you only have... Okay, that's good. So that must have been something else I saw. So don't worry about the Facebook. Just worry about the Google, and then I'll have customer support reach out to you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.